Gracias.
Thank you very much, Vice President. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to the delegation of the Republic of Ecuador. The fact that the minister is here with us today reflects the commitment of Ecuador with the protection and promotion of human rights. The delegation of Costa Rica believes that the UPR is a continuous process that includes three cycles that should be looked at something that ensures progress. I'd like to focus on some accomplishments that took place between the reviews, and since we do not have time, I'll focus on just a few of them. The sustained investment on social programs and development policy that has a significant positive impact on the realization of economic, social, and cultural rights in Ecuador and the reduction of poverty and inequalities. The increase in the political participation of women through the regular electoral processes for the election of the authorities, and the implementation of the second phase of the National Plan for Good Living 2013-2017, and also significant progress in access to the judiciary and the modernization of centers of social rehabilitation. I'd like to recommend the following. Consider a review of the Executive Decree number 739 on the regulation of social organizations and the organic law on communications in light of the international commitments in the area of human rights, take measures to guarantee the protection of journalists and human rights defenders, and analyze the adoption of legal provisions and actions of the administration to strengthen the free enjoyment of the rights of expression and association and assembly, and also the independence and impartiality of the judiciary. Thank you.